Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday series. My name is Zozo. I'm your hostess with the mostest, no toastest, but today we have a caveat. As you may have noticed, we have this recurring co-hostess here. So there's two hostesses with the mostesses. Let me explain a little bit, and then she'll like formally introduce herself with her new title promotion. I'm kidding. But she'll formally introduce herself with her new title, tell you a little bit about herself, and how much respect y'all owe her now that she's in a higher position. So basically our Sunday series started as a way for me to get rid of my feelings because I was tired of complaining to my one friend. And so then I decided to like do it, create this space. We all talk, we all hang out, we all chill with our separate drinks, time zones apart. Okay. But as time has evolved and as quarantine has pushed itself into every facet of our lives, I figured, we figured actually through like much discussion, this isn't like we mentioned the first time we've tried to do something together. We've been trying to start a podcast together since for 4 years now.
Yes.
Something like that.
Even more. Freshman year of college. So 5 years.
So we know that this is flames and there's magic here, so we're not going to ignore that. Otherwise, we'll be 30 years old debating what to call our podcast.
Exactly.
So our Sunday series for the birds is this segment where we basically become your version of E! News.
And I want to formally introduce myself because I know you're just kind of hearing a voice the last two episodes. So my name is Amina. I am, you know, future singer, former songwriter, except I don't write songs. But beyond that, we are here to just, I'm here to kind of just give a little bit more dimension to our Sunday series. And of course, as she said, like, we're the dynamic duo, twin flames here. Although she hates calling it. Like, first I've been replaced.
So bold. Did y'all hear her? That was so bold.
What was bold?
Add more dimension. Like, it's bold. It's different. Okay.
Wait, which, what was bold?
It's bold. Interesting. They negotiate their salary and start switching up.
It's real crazy that I got promoted. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this promotion. And I get to be a co-host now. Get excited. You're going to see or hear from me both. Of course, you're going to see me on the billboards. Like, you're going to see both of us on billboards at some point. But for now, you get to hear our voices. So I'm really excited that you guys are here on this journey with us. And hopefully we you know, move and do better, bigger things.
Yeah. And also, like, we're on the journey with you. So, like, I hope my voice and Amina's voice, like, carry you through the important moments in your life, truly and honestly. And whenever you think of good advice or bad advice, God forbid, I hope our voices still come in your mind. cool. So, Jada Pinkett, y'all. So, basically, like, our good sis Jada. You know Jada and Will Smith, right? Like Jada and Will.
Oh, of course. I mean, I honestly forgot about that and it happened like 2 days ago, which is crazy.
So basically it came out. I don't know where August Alsina, who's also a rapper, very minor, was in a few fanfics on Wattpad. It came out that he gave out the information for free. He was like, yeah, I had like an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will allowed it. And it was just, it came out of nowhere. Girl, like what happened?
He apparently had like text messages, bro, between her and him on like one of his music videos and no one had put two and two together until now. And I'm like, Jesus Christos, I don't know what y'all be getting into. But like the thing is, y'all, first of all, August, you called him minor. I did not know who this man was, but let me tell you who I actually thought it was in the beginning. Because a lot of people were saying how, like, she was, like, grooming. Like, can you imagine taking in someone into your house and then all of a sudden, like, doing these things, like, taking advantage of the situation? So why did I think that this man was Will's oldest son. Doesn't he have like an older son? That's like,
yeah, his name is like Trey or something.
I thought that was him, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's hooking up with the son. I was freaking out for a minute, and then I realized it's like this whatever regular jugular. He's cute. August is cute, kind of. Like,
yeah, that's why there's so many Wattpad fanfics on him, because he's cute vibe. And he's
like... he's like ASAP Rocky, kind of. He gives me that vibe.
ASAP Rocky has always given me really creepy vibes, and August does not give me those. He just gives me, like, made his millions and dipped. But I just don't understand how, like, what is the... I always knew that they had, like, a very, like, loose marriage contract agreement. But, like, personally, I could never see myself in a situation like that. Let alone, like, the people who are in, like, open relationships. Like, so, what you doing?
No, thank you. No, thank you, ma'am. Like, I'm good. It's, like, I feel like people are, like, a little bit hindered by not... saying, like, absolutely not to these kinds of situations.
What do you mean?
Or, like, when people bring up, like, open relationships and, like, fluidity and, like, all of that nonsense. It's not nonsense, technically, because people actually believe in this. But it's, like, I could never subscribe to this kind of lifestyle. And it's okay to say this is not for you. And I think some people have to, like, always play... the game of, like, just being in the middle and, like, not taking a stand. Like, I will take a stand. If a guy did this to me, it's endgame. No, 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 no. It's either you're in a relationship with me or you're not. What is open about – what is this? What is – I don't get it.
But what about Will? I feel like whoever Will – like, because this is not, like, a, okay, Jada, do what you want, girl. I'll be here just making YouTube videos with my crew.
That honestly might be the case.
I mean, Jada's from Baltimore, so I don't expect much less, but, like...
No, she is messy. She's messy, bro.
Like, I mean, the kids had to know. Like, Jaden had to know. Willow had to know.
I don't know. That's why I'm, like, kind of... I feel like they didn't know. I feel like this is, like... It got exposed, and now that's why I'm, like, concerned more, thinking that they were, like, in the dark. And imagine how shocking this is for you to, like, know that your parents are doing... these, like, shenanigans in the house, like, where you think, where you are in the, under the assumption that they're in a solid, like, marriage. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I think she used a, like, some sort of verbiage once where they explain themselves as, like, partners of life, la-di-da, but not, like, it, I'm just, like, no, it's just no. It's no for me, bro. A marriage is not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not for you to just sit here and, like, create different definitions. It's just not it.
Speaking of getting exposed, what is the deal with this? Who is Mr. Epstein? What is going on?
Oh, my God.
What is getting notifications of this? Like, I don't understand. I refuse to watch the documentary.
Well, you know, like, when he got arrested, like, you know that stuff, right?
Not at all.
Oh, girl. So Epstein was, like, long story short, he's like a huge, he was a huge financier, New York City based, like, I think billionaire, who was, like, really close. You know, they all kind of, they're in the same circle, like, all billionaires and stuff like that. which it seems like it because they all know one another. And what happened was he was, like, the ringleader of, like, a sex trafficking, like, operation. Where it's not like they themselves were, like, the customers of the sex trafficking. Like, it was, like, him, Donald Trump got in that. Like, there's, like, papers leaking showing, like, so many people that you would be like, huh, were involved. Like, Naomi Campbell's name came up in this. Who's that guy from? Chris Tucker was in this, like, situation. And I was like, what is going on? Prince Andrew, who even knew who Prince Andrew was, but here we are, knowing. people, apparently he had an island as well. So there's something called, like, I think they call it Epstein Island, I don't know. But it was where they would have these, like, parties and stuff with these girls. There were, like, 14, 15, 16 girls that they're, like, legit having sex with. And the girl, so recent news, well, he got arrested, right? He got arrested and he was...
Because of the documentary?
No, I think the documentary came out after. So this has been going on for years. Like, this has been kind of covered up and stuff. And it was maybe a year and a half ago where like shit just started coming, leaking. And of course, Twitter caught onto it and they were like, we have to do something. And so the minute he got arrested and actually like was in a cell, I think it was like 2 days or something, homeboy died. Suicide.
What?
Suicide. Because when they realized if this man is going to talk, all of them are about to go down. So it's like very much known that like this man did not kill himself. Like he was killed or, what? You know, something went down.
No, in my mind, I can already picture Naomi like having a cup of coffee and being not even coffee because she doesn't take caffeine or like warm. She's having like warm water and she's like sitting in her living room and she's like, I've done some things I'm not proud of in my career.
No, legit.
No, wait, what years was he active though? Like, what was his like?
This has been, I mean, I think it was like since the early 1990s to.
Oh, now. For sure.
It's no been doubt. A thing. And even, was it Trump's or there was like some other guy? Oh, Elon Musk, your fave. Ow. Your fave Elon Musk got caught up in it too. Because remember the girl that he was with before? Before this, the current one, and before the last one, not Amber, but before Amber.
The father, the mother of his children?
No, she was like a model. She was like a 22-year-old. She was like a young model.
Okay.
They were like saying that she was one of the girls that were like almost auctioned off to him as like a child bride. I was like, oops.
So confused. Is he not Jewish? His name is Stein.
Oh, Epstein. He probably is mess. I mean, it's just mess central, like actual mess central. And the thing is, some people are always like, oh, it can't be like, this can't be happening. All of these people can't be in this like situation. But the thing is, I feel like when you have a lot of money, like not a lot, what they have is ton, like exorbitant amount of money. It corrupts you. Like, money will corrupt you at some point. If you are, especially already, like, trail on morally ambiguous, you're going to go to the extreme very easily. So this doesn't really come as a shocker. Like, it doesn't, like, I've heard much worse. So the sex trafficking ring is real. Sex trafficking has been a thing. These goons are all in it. And now it's more of just like, are people going to believe it? And are people going to be held accountable or not? And so now Epstein's little girlfriend, which is hilarious how...
This is she alive?
Oh, yeah. This is the one who just got arrested. Like, recent news. Most recent news is that Luna got arrested. And she's like a socialite of some sort. I don't know what she does, but she's old. And some people call her his girlfriend. Some people call her his confidant. Others, la-di-da. But she was, like, the madam. So she, I think, was, like, the person who made the girls, like, feel comfortable enough to be, like, in these kind of situations. Oh, yeah. So the tea, first of all, is that these people held records. So they had records of, like, interactions with people. So he had, like, flight logs to his little sex trafficking island. And on those logs is where all these people's names be showing up. And they can't, what are they going to say? They're like, oh yeah, he just randomly wrote my name. No, babe.
Why did they keep logs?
I mean, I feel like, especially when you're in these kinds of like shady situations, you, self-preservation is like a part of it, right? So for him to be like, you can't say anything, he has to have something on you. So I think that's why like there's records of every single thing that happened. So in case something like this happens, every single person goes down and every single person has like skin in the game to keep it, you know, undercover.
That's tragic. That's honestly like, and I honestly believe it 100%. Like I have seen, okay, listen, high school is life. Life is high school. People don't change. People are shady. Like, I just feel like this is so plausible. And
if we believe that there's like rape on college campuses is so prevalent, I don't know why it's so shocking when billionaires are out here selling kids. Like, it's really not that far-fetched. It's not.
It's tragic. It's tragic. It's like Britney. Like, Britney was also a child laborer.
Oh my god. Like, I don't know why I'm laughing at this.
Yeah, it's not. But she was literally just like, I forgot what I watched, but like you can see the effects of it now in her life. Like she was like basically had no autonomy over her own life.
She still doesn't, apparently.
Crazy.
There's like a whole Free Britney thing going on TikTok because
what happened to her kids? She loves them.
I think they're still her kids. I think they're still her. I
mean, oh shit, they're still her kids.
No. I mean, like, I think they still live with her and stuff. But she's under a guardianship, which is like
who's her guardian?
I think it's her dad and like legal other like legal people. But that's insane that she's like almost, I mean, she's in her 30s, right? And can you imagine for, I don't even know why they all of a sudden put her in that kind of situation. Like, she seemed mentally stable to me. She's had this long ass career. How could she not be stable?
What about her little sister who ruined Nickelodeon by having a child when she was 16?
Our girl Jamie Lynn.
And then disappearing from the spotlight for the next 20 years. Like, I don't know why no one talks about that. Like, Jamie Lynn is crickets. What, you didn't know what was happening to your sister? Honestly, like,
she might have dodged a bullet because, like, just that pregnancy had kind of, like, put her out of the spotlight. And then now she can kind of live a normal life.
Normal life.
Yeah, Target. Now, like, Brittany, baby girl, I feel for you. And I hope, like, something happens because I think there are people are, like, taking advantage of her. And even I think her parents are taking advantage of her. And that's crazy. And it happens a lot when like child stars are a thing, like their life is fully manipulated by adults.
People were saying that's what happened to Justin too. Like
Justin Bieber was a hot mess. I'm sorry. He was like, how old was he? Wasn't he like 14, 15? He wasn't that young.
He was not 14, 15. His voice had yet to drop. He was around 12.
Oh my God. He was 12?
When everything started.
Oh,
like they said that like. I mean, Scooter Braun, his manager, questionable given Taylor Swift's current predicament, but and questionable because he tried to, like, get the Call Her Daddy girls to, like, call him back, too. So, like, Scooter Braun, questionable in our books, if you're listening to this. But, yeah, I guess he tried to, like, protect him from as much as he could, but as soon as, like, Homie was, like, 16 and started developing some sort of, like, you know, adult brain, like, things, that's when everything went haywire. I mean, now he's married at, like, 25, so who cares? But, like,
no, yeah. Plus, I think, like, psychologically, too, whenever kids get in the – like, fame, I believe, is, like, a form of, like, a traumatic event, right? And whenever they hit that kind of, like, insane worldwide, like, fame, it kind of stunts you, right? I feel like – you, let's say you're 15, like, I feel like, what's her name, Charli D'Amelio, let's not, you know, wish her anything, like, this is, God forbid, but she's so young, she's been kind of thrown into this world, all of a sudden, with no preparation, no nothing, and she's 16, and now she has to grow up in front of, you know, randoms, judging her every move, and it has to do something to you, and especially Justin Bieber during that time, I can't imagine. So I think he was, like, I think his immaturity and stuff, or whatever, like, his little antics were a cause of the fact that he was a 25-year-old or whatever, but mentally he was still stuck at, like, 14, 15, because that was when his growth got stunted. I mean, his development, like, his mental development was stopped.
I feel like with Charli, though, like, this is just perception from the outside. Like, her whole family is there with her, kind of. Like, I couldn't – and not to say Justin's family wasn't there. Like, he had his mom, like, with him all the time.
Yeah.
And everything like that. But, like, I don't know. I really believe in the family because the family is also in social media and the sister is also in it. And it's not like – I can't think of, like, a single time an entire family has been corrupted. The Kardashians. But, like, I can't think of any time when an entire family has been corrupted. Really, truly. Like, I'm having trouble doing it. But, like, yeah, I don't know. God. I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
Addison will also be okay. But, like, the Kardashians own, like, they deserve it, truly. I knew it was coming. The ranch house was a hot mess, and we all know it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, did you hear about, do you know a girl named Peaches? So I don't even, bro, when I went down the rabbit hole of Peaches, I was like, what is going on here? So apparently, homegirl is like this crazy girl who is known for, I don't know, just being crazy on Twitter, whether it be Instagram, I'm not too sure. She goes,
oh, is she the blog one?
Yes.
Okay, wait, let me look up a vid. Oh, I think I've
this girl apparently said that she paid someone to go attack Charli D'Amelio. She was like, yeah, what? No, literally, my face was like, what's going on here? Apparently, she literally was like, I'm going to, like, dox her, get her, like, address, la-di-da, and this man is going to go and attack. When I say attack, like, I'm using the word attack instead of what she actually used, because it's much worse.
Peach is spotted in Charli D'Amelio's backyard?
No.
Like, literally, I YouTubed Peaches, and this is all that's coming up. Did this happen recently?
Yeah, like, maybe 2 days ago. No joke.
I'm so confused because there's a video of Charli, like, talking to Paps, and she's standing there with a mask, talking to them about the whole Peaches thing, waiting to get in the car. Like, girl, what? Get in the car.
Yeah.
I feel like, what? Why are you stopping to even chat about this? Like, why does it feel like everyone is low-key out of quarantine? Like, what is going on?
I'm so confused. They are definitely under the delusion that Corona has left the building. It has not, let me just say.
Like, everyone is just out and about, just out. Like,
Florida just had, like, 11,000 cases in one day. So, you know, that just screams, we have moved on. I hate these people. Honestly, people are so dumb. Just wear a goddamn mask. I know it's annoying because I know I'm annoyed when I wear a mask, too. And I'm not even going anywhere except for Target. But it doesn't matter if you choose to go out and, like, be dumb. Like, it would be all good if the virus only got you and no one else. But no, that's not how it works. So do better. Wear the mask. Like, or just don't go out. How about that? It's hot and it's sticky. There's no need for you to go outside.
No, big facts. Like, that's the one reason I'm glad that I'm not in New York right now, because I hate summer in New York. Okay, that is hot. Like, it's hot. But, like, yeah. Okay, so earlier you guys were talking about, I don't know how to put this, because, like, all right, we're talking about, like, guys basically degrading during quarantine. Saw a pic of a person. And it seems like people are really I feel like generally, maybe it's just the sort of part of social media I'm on, but, like, all of my girlies are thriving. Like, everyone is glowing up in quarantine, but, like, it seems like the guys are, like, just, like, you know, glowing down. Am I wrong?
I think, like, first thing is that they don't have any barbers or something. What is it? Barber shops and stuff are closed. So, like, their hair is like a hot mess. Their hair is already looking a mess. And half of them don't even know how to just do normal, you know, like,
in the house things.
Yeah. Like, they don't know how to keep up with themselves. So they're probably going to gain weight. They're a hot mess. And I'm excited to see the rest, honestly, because I know the person that I had my eyes on before quarantine is about to look even worse. And I'm excited. Myself is excited.
It's like a great shift. It's mad different. I don't believe this Kanye thing at all. Kanye is not running for president.
Kanye is actually a mess. I'm sorry, y'all. I know you like Kanye, and I just don't get it. I don't get him because I just think he's unstable. I honestly think he's unstable. Is he, like, diagnosed with something?
Yeah, he has bipolar.
Okay. Is he off his meds? Because I feel like whenever there's something wrong, that's when he starts acting up.
Okay, but Kim, like, CC'd it or, like, signed off on it, too, by retweeting with a comment. I hate 2020.
I'm gonna support it. I support you. Elon, shut up. Like, I just hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate when people, like, Elon Musk honestly blows my mind again, because I suggest for him to stick with the science or whatever else he does. Stick with the cars. Stick with, like, creating new ideas and, you know, advancements in science, because whenever he talks about other things, he just blows my mind, and I think he blows the general person, what's it called, general population's minds as well. He's very extreme, and
do you want him to, like, tone himself down for your palate?
Right, like, he leans right wing. Honestly, like, there's just no.
What is right wing?
He's more like, if I had to pick which side he's on the Republican side.
Man's a South African and grew up during apartheid. I don't doubt it for a minute.
Yeah, mess. Exactly. So for him to be, and now he's supporting Kanye, supposedly, this little presidential run. I just don't, Kanye. What are you doing?
If you're listening to this, boo, I love you, but she's about to roll.
What are you doing, sir? Make music. That's cool, cute. You know, you're creative. That's awesome. Go for it. You and politics is not it's not the move. First of all, why are you thinking that you're going to be any different than Trump? Like, what is you two are on the same playing field on the fact that unstable, egotistic, insecure, reactive people should not be leaders of the world.
Okay, but here's the thing. Is there any official documentation out of his bid for presidency?
I mean, technically speaking, I don't even think he needs to do much because people can write in a candidate of their choice. Like, you know how people voted for the ape? I don't know what was he. There was like a gorilla that they voted for last election.
I can't stand America. But I rescind the comment. I'm now a citizen. But I was saying, no. Okay, so do you know what? I think, so we know how the whole like MAGA thing, like wearing the hat, was really a way for him to get a meeting with Trump to free all of
I don't believe that. People really put that narrative out and about. For what? Do you think this?
It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. People are free. Goodness is out. Who cares? Truly. Like, I don't care. But the thing is, if you can spark a national debate off of a tweet, one, that's influence. Two, you have no idea what the intention of that tweet was. If he's running, cool. If people write his name, cool.
No one is saying that the man is not influential. Donald Trump is influential.
I'm not saying his influence is the most important part, though. I'm saying he is sparking conversation in so many different pockets that, like, it, like, lifts, like, a general consciousness, for lack of a less woo-woo term. I think he's doing great. You continue, boo-boo. Like, what will happen will be God's will, and it'll happen. I don't
care. Yeah, he's an interesting guy. And I'm not even coming at his character. Like, I don't want to seem like I am coming.
Why are you always talking about people's character?
Because I don't know the man personally. He might be the greatest guy ever. He's so nice. Whatever. He could be sweet, nice. What I'm just saying, like, the way he comes across, he just comes across just as Donald Trump, but just not him. Like, a black version of Donald Trump is what I believe Kanye is.
He doesn't even talk. Like, where are you getting this from?
Just from his tweets. Like, he's a very reactive person. He seems like he has insecurity issues. I don't even know why. It's like, why are you insecure? You've made it. You've, like, you're so successful. You're this, that, and the third. You can't just, like, I don't know. He just rubs me the wrong way. And then he, of course, said that slavery was a choice one day. So, I mean, there's just issues. Fact check yourself, or, like, don't. If you know you have so much influence, don't have Twitter fingers. That's all I'm asking.
You know? It doesn't matter if you have Twitter fingers. Have your Twitter fingers. And also, like, a lot of slavery was just, and a lot of, like, land, shout out to Zim, land redistribution, all of that was because, like colonizers were playing on the naivety of the local people. But in some cases, it wasn't that the people were naive. They were greedy. So, like, I think you just picking out that one time he said the most problematic thing of his entire career,
I mean,
that actually has basis of truth in it, is not a fair assessment, but it's...
I'm pretty sure when he said slavery was choice, he wasn't talking about Zimbabwe. He was talking about America.
How you know that?
There is no way this man was talking about that, because he would have easily corrected himself if that was the case. There was no way. He probably doesn't even know Zimbabwe's a country.
Okay, you're playing to the fact that, why are you, like, acting like he's a dumb person?
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying that.
What do you mean it was a choice in America?
No one's a genius. He said
that. Who said that?
He said that word for word.
And
bro, I don't know.
He said, yeah, he said slavery was a choice, but he didn't say it was a choice for black people. What do you, like, what was the context of this? Like, he just tweeted slavery was a choice, no?
I mean, he, like, unless he said it was a choice for the for the white people, if that's exactly what he meant, he should have written that. And the thing is, if that was what he meant, he would have, like, rebutted, right? When people misunderstood, you would
think. Kanye doesn't strike me as the type to correct people, one, or to be responsible for how they react to what he's tweeting.
It's different.
Which is how it should be. It's
truly different. But honestly speaking, I mean, who cares? He can run for president all he wants. I just hope that this doesn't mess up the voting in general and have Trump win again. You know,
you mean more than it's already been messed up with every election that's happened since Corona began?
If people here are pro-Trump, like, y'all can be pro-Trump, but don't hate on me for not wanting Trump. You know, like, ew. Yeah, no, there's just no way. But it's like, we just don't need anyone to, I don't even like Biden, but it's better than Trump. We can't divide
votes. Biden. He is such a faker.
We can't divide votes. Yeah, Biden is asleep half the time, and I just don't get it.
For anyone who's not tuned into U.S. politics, because I don't blame you, Biden is the like Democratic or more liberal candidate, and Trump is, as we know, the more conservative candidate, for lack of a less vulgar term.
We lost our boy Bernie, and now we're stuck with these two. It's great.
Bernie was a coon. And we all know it. Like, what do you mean? Like, Bernie wasn't for anybody. Okay, I don't know what that man was for. He was for ideals. He was that, like, liberal arts kid. I don't know, dude.
He was
like,
a revolutionary. He just rubbed me the wrong way. Loved it. He was a revolutionary that was going to really just change shit up. And the thing is, people love to say that he is so out of the realm of, like, realistic changes, when no one, who would have thought that Trump would have been more of a revolutionary leader than most of our recent presidents? If I will say one thing about Trump is that he's actually done stuff. He literally changes shit per day. Like, he gets up one day and he's like, yep, I'm signing in an order. When other people would have been like, let's really get into this. Let's make this a bipartisan situation. Let's really debate, and let's just make sure that there's a consensus, which of course takes 4 years to do. and then nothing happens. This man at least just doesn't care. Like, I will give him that. If he was a not a morally reprehensible person and just had the energy that he has to do stuff and to affect change, whether it be good or bad, he affects change, I would love to have him as a president. He just happens to be a trash person. So I feel like Bernie was his opposite, like the exact foil to Trump was Bernie, who had ideas that actually were meant for the general, like, good. Like, he was really speaking for the general good and not for just like little specks of the population. And at the same time did have, you know, crazy ideas, which I don't even know why they're crazy, because clearly Corona all of a sudden showed up and we had all the money in the world to be pumping into the economy.
Honestly, you seem like a Bernie fanboy. And I just think the whole presidency is just like a system. There's this analogy once, like, it's like you keep changing one part of the oven. The light bulb keeps going out in the oven. And each presidency is just like changing the light bulb, but you're never fixing the actual issue, which is the stove, which gives me an idea that this is all just a huge learning experience for souls on this earth, because it makes no sense and it's pretty useless.
It's true. I mean, I feel like if I was president, it's just I don't understand how people get caught up, because I believe that literally everyone in Congress right now is useless. Useless.
I don't get politics, dude.
I know. You know?
Like, what are you talking about? Like,
let's switch subjects, because this isn't gonna end well. Because this is something that literally tires me out to talk about. Because
it's tiring to hear.
Shut up.
I vote every opportunity I have. Let that not be a debtor to your judgment of my character. I vote all the time. I exercise my right. I just always vote the same party.
I always say to all the people who are hearing this, please don't give up in the ability for people to change and systems to change and for institutions to change, because we made those institutions to begin with, so we can damn sure change them. People just don't want to. There's certain people who don't want to, and they will come up with excuses and excuses as to why it's so grand and so out of our power. No, we can change the status quo. And I don't want people to give up on politics because it's so messy and so annoying. Like, please, 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 like, have your ideas, have your opinions, and fight for what you believe in.
Yeah, I think everyone has a different sphere, though. Like, so not everyone who listens is, like, U.S.-based one. So, like, in some places, politics, like, either the end-all be-all or it's not. But I just personally think that, like, not everyone is, like, okay, so, like, let's just say choose your fighter. So, like, everyone just, like, comes down, right? Some people, yeah, politics. Some people, you are a writer. This is how you do this stuff. This is how you do this life. You are a mathematician, whatever. I think, like, that's really important for people to tune into themselves again, as I always say. And, like, yeah, educate yourself to the bare minimum.
To the bare minimum? What was that sentence?
Educate yourself to the threshold. Because here's the thing, like, there's one thing that you're, like, really, really good at. Like, so for me, it's, like, talking. I could talk for, like, a really long time just because I feel like it. Mm-hmm. Or I could, like, just be chatting because I feel like it. And I could be saying absolutely nothing. But that's, like, really what I like to do. But, like, if you like,
educate
ask
yourself
me,
to the bare minimum. Uh-huh. Go on.
Yeah, like, if you ask me to, like, if you ask me to, like, learn, like, history, boring. I just, let me pass. If you ask me to, like, learn other subjects that I just have zero interest in and, like, I don't care generally, like, it's not affecting that me talking thing and I don't get energized by it, like,
yeah.
What's up? Like, I don't care. Like, I mean, yeah, just find where your capacities are generally, like, where whatever space energizes you most. As you can see, some of us here were greatly impassioned a few moments ago about such a boring subject. But that's just the space this specific idealist gets energy from. That's fantastic. But, like, for you, it could be, like, completely different. And it's so important to, like, figure it out. And not put pressure on figuring out and just trusting that it'll be figured out or that you already know it. And everything will sort of, like, flow from there. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I agree. But if you're in the U.S., please.
What are you, like, a nationalist?
Please fucking vote, okay? This is no time for games. We cannot be doing this for the next 4 years. Just absolutely not. And don't vote for Trump. I mean, don't vote for the other one. What's his name? Kanye. Oh my god, let's not disrespect Kanye. He's done a lot.
No, legit. Like, why? I don't know why you're so hellbent.
It's like, I don't hate him.
Defaming him.
I don't hate him. It's just that he does irritating things. And when someone gets criticized nowadays, it's like hating. It's not, I'm not hating the guy. Like, he's great. He's an incredibly talented artist. There's just some things that are not his forte and that he shouldn't be in, you know. it's like you don't like politics or you don't whatever, and you don't sit there lecturing people on politics, right?
No, I lecture them on the development of their spirits.
Exactly. This man, he should be lecturing us on the development of music or whatever it is, because that's his strength. But no, he goes on to other things that should not be his.
No, that's where you get it wrong. Like, okay, obviously the man has a good foundation. Okay, like, I completely trust the direction that Kanye's life, the trajectory of his life, took a dip there with Amber Rose. Rose lifted her up into the heights of fame, took Black China along because that was Amber Rose's bestie. Okay, that was good, ultimately. But, like, okay, you can't be a crack-dealing artist for the rest of your life just because that's what put you on and that's where your gifting is. The man is an executive. He owns the most successful Black music label. I don't want to call it a Black music label. They're white artists. The most successful Black-owned music label, whatever, record company. That's entirely business. Look at Rihanna. Like, everyone wants her to stay in the sphere of creating music. Rihanna, please, we want an album. But, like, she wants to branch off into different business ventures. That's completely hers. And that's still in her area of what she knows, because she isn't trying to be an actress full time. Like, she did Ocean. No, listen, she did Oceans, whatever. But she's not going ham on that. You don't see her in like Netflix shows because that's not where her spirit is calling her to. It's calling her to the business side of things. So like,
it's calling her to
I don't think people should stick to what they know at all. That's ridiculous. That negates evolution.
No. So I wasn't saying that mans can't evolve because that is two different things. Like, one, most of these people who are going to different, like, whatever, they're still in the same field, technically. They're not, she did not go from singing to being a physicist. Like, that was not the jump that she made. He, on the other hand, he can go own a record label. He can go do things that would make sense. He can even go own a whatever. He could, like, business necessarily and politics, which is what he's trying to get into, is beyond me. Because, I mean, he can get into politics because technically anyone can get into politics. Like, you can just, the ability to talk and just...
I'm sorry, Donald Trump?
I mean, yes. I mean, but you could... Donald Trump is a perfect example of why you don't make that jump. Because we made him, right? Like, this man had no business being a leader of a country, being the leader of, like, a democracy. A democracy, let's not even use that word anymore.
Did you celebrate 4th of July?
Oh, hell no. No.
Cool. Continue.
But it's like, you can't just make 0 to 100 kind of changes. Like, you can, I mean, you can, of course, there's no such thing as you cannot do, but it's just like, if you're going to go into that, at least be as competent as possible and not make egregious errors like saying slavery is a goddamn choice when, first of all, politics is rhetoric, okay? You're being a rhetorician when you're a politician. There's like no, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's what politics is. So for him to be making errors like that publicly means you are not being what you're even supposed to, like what you are going into, right? Like, clearly you can't be a politician.
How long ago was that tweet?
Fucking talk.
How long ago was that tweet that you keep referencing as if it's the only thing he ever says?
He's been saying many problematic things. He wore the MAGA hat. Let's never forget that.
Okay, I am not going to beat a brick wall to keep telling you what the purpose of that hat was.
I'm sorry. How do you know what's in his heart that you know that See, what I'm doing is stating the matter of fact. He's showing me something, I'm believing it as matter of fact. What you're doing and what other people who agree with you are doing are actually inferencing. You are, like, inferring that that is not what he meant, but he actually meant to do this. No, baby girl, I'm taking it exactly how he's saying it.
Okay, cool, straight talk, but let me tell you this. So when you shake a bottle with liquid in it, correct?
Okay.
I don't know why you're laughing.
No, because shaking... I know what you're going to say. Go on.
Yeah, because you read my tweet earlier. Y'all follow me on Twitter. When you shake a bottle with liquid in it, okay, you shake it and you're like, oh, okay, this is half full. How do I know? I don't know. The bottle is opaque. I can't see inside of it, but it sounds like it's half full. So it should be half full based on my senses aside from sight. Mm-hmm. Okay. When it's the same thing, when Kanye makes a tweet 6 years ago about like, like literally 6 years ago, so long ago.
Defender.
Literally no idea where you're like pulling this from. Always preaching character development, not letting the man develop. But like,
this has been a cycle for homeboy. It's a pattern of
behavior. Hold on, bro. Okay, so like, why is it so crazy to see a tweet and infer something based on your other senses of reasoning aside from him sitting there explicitly telling you this is what I mean? Like, that's not crazy to me. That's very plausible and it's very logical and it's how people should take things, because if you only perceive from one sensory point, like, you're missing everything. And it's the same for life. Just a little aside, you guys, like, this doesn't mean that the guy that you think likes you, he might not, he might like you, but like, don't just like wait for complete verbal confirmation. Figure out like how you're feeling about the subject, because your intuition and your non like
see my intuition tells me that he's a Karen. That's what it is. But see, the thing is, what I
said, you're making me so upset. I'm really about to leave and go back to GarageBand and totally scrap this entire episode because I can't even get a spiritual word in without you screaming politics. No, I'm done.
And, you know, let's not talk about Kanye anymore because we actually fundamentally disagree on that, man.
I think the episode is over.
Yeah. But, okay, well, thank you guys for listening to our fight. But I hope that it makes you realize that, you know, sometimes disagreements happen. And we wouldn't be who we are if we didn't have our, you know, unique personalities. And that's okay. It's completely okay. when you make a mistake, own up to it and move. We move is the motto of 2020 and the years to come. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for listening. You can catch us next week doing just about the same thing with your life, with yourself, with a person, and the magic between Sundays. Mwah. Besos, babies.